Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners are advised that this clip contains the voice of a person who has died.
Murray is situated about 120 miles to the east of Cape York, and if one follows the Great Barrier Reef on the map, you'd come on to Murray Island. The Barrier Reef goes right up to Bramble Cay, which is right on the very end of Great Barrier Reef towards the Papuan coast. The islands are tropical with volcanic soil and rainforests, of course, we've got, and beautiful reefs around it. I come from there. Originally, I was born there on Murray, and I migrated to Townsville initially in 1958. And then the Queensland government decided that they would block the ways of the people who migrated south because we were exposed to different ideologies and political influences and whatever. And of course they attempted to block me. They successfully did it until in 1977 when I hired a boat and went across there on myself with my family. I was expected to be arrested by the Queensland police, but when my people saw me, no one complained. So I spent 3 months on Murray. Then after the initial breakthrough I made, and I've been going every year, sometimes three times a year. I've got, telegrams that I kept over the years that they, each time I make an approach to them, they would send a telegram and say, you are not permitted to enter either one of the islands which provided access to get there. And then it led on from there, and of course I believe that the islands were mine. Nobody could stop me from going there. And of course it led me to prepare for this case, Mabo and others against the Queensland and the Commonwealth. What I'd noticed from my father when he used to take me to the bush and garden, to build gardens, everywhere we gardened, that plot of land was surrounded by a mound of dirt. A mound of dirt with trees planted on top of those mounds. Now, that meant that each one had, each plot that my people have gardened, they picked up all the debris or rubbish or whatever, and they piled it up along the boundary lines. And that, of course, over the years became a recognized mounds and recognized boundaries over the years. If one wants to walk down the beach, you'd look out towards the reef or the submerged land just out from that island. You'd find mounds of rocks that's been placed into positions in a form of a circle from the beach out. These are stone fish traps, and these are the living proof and visual evidence of man's occupation of that island, because we were expert horticulturists. Our ancestors seen Matthew Flinders went through and so on, and all the others that came past there. And they've seen the anthropological reporters came to the islands and left. And they've seen Chester, the man who annexed the island for Britain, been to Murray and left while we... Because I heard some stories from my grandfather telling about big ships going in there with cannons and firing... cannons over the heads of the islanders. And of course the islanders knew that they were in minority, and they put down their arms and surrendered to Britain. And that's when we became part of Queensland, unfortunately. The main thing that we get it across is that our fight for recognition of our land is still on. whether we win it or we're going to go on to the next phase of the battle. That's how we explain it to our people, because we can't explain it in your way of explaining things. It's totally different to our way of explaining, to be able to fit into our thinking. That's how we do it.